morning. We spoke about the Isser of Kibbutz, which is cleaning a garment, cleaning a baggage, or washing something with liquid. And this Isser of cleaning a baggage could be even if one's not using liquid. Let's say he has a stain of dust, dirt, or something got stuck onto his clothing. Is he allowed to remove that on Shabbos or not? So to remove it with liquid, that would be for sure, so that's included in the Isser of Kibbutz. But let's say he just wants to brush off the dust that's on his baggage. So there's different layers. There could be what's absorbed into the baggage, what's in between the fibers, the dust that went into the baggage, or the dirt that's within the baggage. But then there's also the dust that's lying on top of the baggage. Well, let's say one has dandruff on their baggage, on top of their jacket, dandruff or something which is on the bag itself. To brush that off, that's not aser. It's what the iser is to remove the dirt that already went, they got absorbed within the baguette. So therefore, if one is dirty from dust, someone fell and their jacket or their pants are now dirty from dirt, so is he allowed to remove that? Theoretically, what's above the baggage he'll be able to move, but many times by doing that, you can end up removing what's within the baggage. That'll be an issue. If, let's say, some food, piece of challah, a potato, drops on a baggage and starts to dry onto the baggage. So, over there, the halach is that one's allowed to remove it, but what's absorbed into the baggage, they could brush it off, but there still has to be left a stain over there. The shul should be look like that. It's still, there's a stain left over there after you remove it. In a case where someone is dusty or dirty, he can't brush off the dust, but if he goes between, he knows if he goes between people, or he'll lay down in the bed with his clothing and just laying down there, moving around, it will get removed by itself, that would be mutter, because then your kavanah is not to remove it, even though you know that will happen. But by your kavanah is to get into bed, to read a book, or to do some activity, or to do something. There's a story with someone who was coming from Meir Sharm, and he slipped, and his whole jacket got dirty. So he decided he'll walk into Ger, the Ger-based medrash over there after davening. If anyone ever stood, they don't just walk around saying Good Shabbos. It's they run and you move, because there's so many people, just you could get lifted in the air and just fly around. So he decided to walk in there, and time he came out, he was already clean. But so the sad is that, again, if someone has a dust to brush a hat, to brush a jacket, that's us on Shabbos. If some food or something falls onto it and gets stuck to the bag, it'll be mutter to move it. Remove it as long as there's left over some kind of stain. In a case where it's mud, it's dirt, where it will crumble when you remove it, so then there's a different iser of taichin, because you're grinding, you're breaking it down into small particles. So then over there, if it's dry, you won't be able to touch it. If it's wet mud, you can remove what's on top of the bag, and you can remove it as long as you leave over some kind of stain. But once it dries, then to remove it would be another issue of teichin, Shabbos.
You're allowed to use a hot brush.